Pharrell Williams slammed by anti-Israel activists for singing happy to Israeli soldiers at fundraiser. By Simon Kent on November 12, 2018. Pharrell Williams' appearance at a fundraiser for the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, has drawn unsparing criticism on social media. The Friends of the Israel Defense Forces hosted the show that included fellow musician Ziggy Marley on stage at a November 1 gala in Beverly Hills. It was performed to a crowd that included Israeli soldiers in uniform, the National reports. Dadat Pharrell performing at the Friends of the Israel Defense Forces gala in Beverly Hills, November 1, 2018, SSRN, pic.twitter.com/4vgl0p2k8. Pharrell W. World, at Pharrell World, November 2, 2018. The choice of the song Happy and the audience both came in for critical attack. Coming as it did just days after the Grammy Award-winning musician tweeted to demand U.S. President Donald Trump stop using the same song as a soundtrack to his midterm campaign. Wowza. Check out this cease and desist sent by Pharrell Williams to Donald Trump for using Happy on the day of the mass murder of 11 human beings, as the letter puts it. pic.twitter.com/mst83vp0co. Eric Gardner, at Eric Gardner, October 29, 2018. Williams was rounded upon by those keen to claim a juxtaposition of his views. Here's the #double_standard for you. At Pharrell sings happy at Friends of the IDF gala. Supporting army maintaining brutal #occupation and violating basic rights of #Palestinians. But dislikes happy being played at Trump rallies. Fadi Khoury, at Fadi Khoury, November 5, 2018. Palestinian-American hip-hop producer Friedrich, real name Ferd Nasser, was quick to add his voice. To my friend at Pharrell, you performed for the IDF who murdered 252 Palestinians, 49 children, this year protesting for their rights against being occupied. And you sing happy to them? What a shame. #FreePalestine. Friedrich, at Friedrich, November 5, 2018. U.S. think tank, the Institute for Middle Eastern Understanding, also denounced the move. A response to the Hollywood IDF fundraiser. It is difficult to understand how actors and performers, who carry the message of life, can support an army that carries out systematic killings, which contradict the essence of life and art. Ahmed Abu Artema. pic.twitter.com/3d3u3y4ml. The Amu, at The Amu, November 11, 2018. This is not the first time politics and the 11-time Grammy Award winner have crossed over in the public arena. Williams' 2016 debut performance in Israel was cancelled amid some speculation that the singer may have succumbed to pressure from the Boycott Israel movement, as Breitbart Jerusalem reported. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.